Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. Years ago, there was a teacher in a neighboring congregation who loved to teach this Bible lesson on Jesus the Good Shepherd. And she told me every year I teach it in exactly the same way. She would take her 10, 20, first and second graders next to the school. It's where she lived with her pastor husband, to the parsonage there, and in the back, out in the country, she had a pet sheep. And she'd line the kids up along the fence and she'd say, "Why don't you call the sheep over so we can give it something to eat?" And the kids, of course, they lit up and they called and they called and they called. You can imagine, "Here, Mr. Sheep. Come here, sheepy, sheepy. I have food for you. Come here, Mr. Sheep." They'd call and they'd call and they'd call, but that sheep would not come. Then she'd get them all quieted down. Quite a task, 10 or 20 first graders. She'd get them all quieted down and she'd say, "Now watch this." And no sooner would she open her mouth than that sheep would come running. And then she'd read these words from John chapter 10. "I tell you the truth, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd." As we together today consider these words of God from John chapter 10, it's this thought especially on which we'd like to focus our attention, the thought that I invite you to take home with you and think on during the week. Listen to the voice of Jesus, your good shepherd. For he truly is the only shepherd whom we can call absolutely good. His is a voice which calls out to all the world, including each of us. And his is the only voice which leads to the green pastures of eternal life. There are today, it seems to me, all kinds of voices that are calling out, clamoring for our attention. I think, for example, of our national media. They're not satisfied anymore simply to give us the facts and let us reach our own conclusions. Media wants to shape the news in order to shape the way we think about the news, in order ultimately to shape us. They want us to hear their voice. That is, to hear their perspective. I think of the people in the world in which we live. It seems to me, it's always been hard to live as a Christian. And maybe the best thing to say is it's not getting any easier. In our day and age, to take a clear stand on Holy Scripture, especially on moral issues, is to invite sometimes some fairly intense criticism and name-calling. If we say, for example, the Scripture clearly teaches that marriage is for one man and one woman, and that to live together or to sleep together without being married is a sin, that marriage is for a lifetime, that invites intense criticism and name-calling. We hear in response, well, you are a discriminatory bigot. You are a judgmental hypocrite. You are narrow-minded. You are a homophobic prude. Clearly, the people who say that, they have a perspective, of a voice that they want us to hear. But we don't even have to point our fingers in some other direction. We have enough problems right up here in our own heads. Remember what the Scriptures say about these minds of ours. They are by nature, the Bible tells us, by nature, hostile to God. And in that inborn hostility of our natural minds, we find opposition to a life lived according to the Word and will of God, as our mind tells us. You don't have to listen to any organization. You don't have to listen to any individual from an organization. You don't have to let any book, especially an old book, tell you what you have to think or do. You're free. You have the right to think and to do and to believe whatever it is you want to. It's again a voice that calls out to us, that wants to be heard. There are lots of voices like that that we have to face on a regular basis. Voices calling out to us, wanting to tell us what we're supposed to think and do. But there is only one voice, just one, that will always speak to us nothing but the truth. There's just one voice that wants nothing for us but our eternal good. There is just one voice that will never say anything or do anything which will result in our eternal harm. There's just one voice that will always tell us what is right and what is good and what pleases God. And that one voice is the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Our text says, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." If on your way home today, you drove by a neighbor's place and you saw somebody crawling into a building through a window, my guess is you would be immediately a little bit suspicious. You'd probably think to yourself, I wonder what that individual is up to. Why are they crawling through the window? Because if they had any business in that building, they'd be going in through the door. This is essentially what John is telling us about the voice of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. God the Father let Jesus in through the front door, so to speak. Or to use the words, the image of John chapter 10, God the Father let Jesus in through the gate. In fact, He opened the gate for Jesus. This was a point that Jesus made again and again during the course of His earthly ministry. Repeatedly, He said, I have come from the Father. The Father has sent me to do His work. To listen to me is to listen to the Father. To know me is to know the Father. I and the Father are one. It was this point especially that made the Jews so upset. Later on in John chapter 10, this is what the Jews say. We are stoning you for blasphemy because you, a mere man, claim to be God. So, were the Jews right? Is Jesus really a fraud? Is He a fake? Is He a liar? And should we not, therefore, listen to His voice and follow Him? If you have any doubt about that whatsoever, then let Easter and Ascension erase those doubts completely. God raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. That's what Peter said in his Pentecost sermon. And Paul confirmed it in his letter to the Ephesian Christians. God raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms. God would not do that for a liar. God would not raise from the dead and seat at His right hand in the heavenly realms a fraud or a fake. Easter and Ascension are our assurance that when Jesus speaks to us, when He speaks in the pages of Holy Scripture, what we're hearing is the very one whom God sent to be our shepherd. When Jesus speaks, we're hearing a voice that we can trust, a voice we can count on, a voice we can rely on, and a voice we can follow. It's the voice of our Good Shepherd. Let's take a careful look now at what exactly it is that voice says. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. It's especially that last sentence that I'd like to focus our attention on. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Sometimes it's hard for Christians when they look in the mirror to believe that that's true. When we look in the mirror and we see ourselves, those moments of quiet honesty, it can be easy for us to say, I can understand maybe how Jesus would be interested in calling out to other people to follow Him. But I can't believe that He really is interested in calling out to me. I'm such a black sheep. Nobody else knows it maybe, but as I look in the mirror, I know it. I know the sins that I've committed. I know the kinds of words that have come out of this mouth and the thoughts that have floated around in this head. And I know that I've committed some pretty big sins. I know that I've sinned a lot. I've even told God that I would never do that again. Only to find myself falling into that same sin just one more time. So I could maybe understand that Jesus the Good Shepherd calls out to other sheep, but I have a hard time believing he'd really call out to me. Such a black sheep. And yet here are the words of Jesus, which turn that thought of ours into, reveals that that thought of ours is a devilish lie, because Jesus says, whoever enters through me will be saved. And if we want even more assurance, our text said he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. In other words, Jesus isn't just kind of shooting into the dark when he calls out and says, I'm the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Jesus knows who you are. He knows the names of those to whom he calls out. He knows who we are. He knows absolutely everything about us. In fact, he knows us better than we do. And still, the Good Shepherd stands here in this Word of God and says, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. It's good for us to remember that when it comes to ourselves, those moments when our guilty conscience accuses us. It's good for us to remember these words of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, also when from time to time in our sinful pride we look out at the people with whom we interact in our lives and we think to ourselves, well, I don't know how God could love that person. They're pretty bad. I don't know how God could love that person. They're pretty bad too. The same grace of God, the same whoever that applies to me and my sin, that applies also to all those with whom I interact in my everyday life, all those whom I see on the television set or read about in the newspaper. I am the gate for the sheep, Jesus said. Whoever enters through me will have eternal life. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and he is the Good Shepherd for all. What Jesus came to do, to lay down his life for the sheep, that's something he did for every man, every woman, every child. And it's for that reason that he can say, whoever enters through me will be saved. His is the only voice that can say that. He reminds us in John 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is where you end up when you, in repentant faith, follow the voice of Jesus. You end up in the good pastures of eternal life. Others, Jesus said, are thieves and robbers. They intend only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Think, for example, back to the opening chapters of the Bible when the devil comes to Adam and Eve in the green pastures of paradise. And the devil says to Adam and Eve, boy, do I have a deal for you. I can do something for you so that you will be just like God, knowing good and evil. It's going to be great. This is the way other voices other than that of our Good Shepherd, this is the way they can be. They can make it sound as if we'll just listen to them and follow their will and their ways, that there'll be nothing for good, nothing but good for us. But remember Adam and Eve. Remember what happened to them and to us as a result when they listened to the voice of another shepherd. They were robbed of the perfection that God had given them in paradise. The devil was there to steal their souls away from God and to destroy everything that God had created. Jesus came, the scriptures say, to undo the devil's work, to crush the serpent's head, to destroy death, and to pay for the guilt that Adam and Eve had brought upon the world, the guilt that we have multiplied countless times. This is why John said, John the Baptist, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." When we follow the voice of Jesus, that is a voice that is going to lead us into the green pastures of forgiveness. And in that forgiveness, we will find eternal life. When Jesus calls out and says, "I am the gate for the sheep, whoever enters through me will be saved," that's not an invitation for us to keep on walking in our sinful ways. He's calling out to us to turn from our sinful ways, to listen to His voice and to follow Him. To follow Him in repentant faith, knowing He is not going to lead us astray. He is going to lead us back to what Adam and Eve originally had, back to paradise. This is the work of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. And this is the reason why we want to be just like that little sheep that belonged to the pastor's wife next door. So that when we hear the voice of Jesus, we come running, knowing He is going to lead me to the pastures of eternal life. Amen.